Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Off the Shelf for this Saturday, February the 20th. It is such a beautiful sunny day here in Philadelphia. I'm your host, of course, coming to you live from the city of brotherly love. Today I'm honored to bring Andrea Griggs to you. Andrea is the founder of Women with a Mission. The organization is online at www.femaleswithamission.com. Actually, that's Females with a Mission, to correct myself. She has worked as a news reporter at radio station WIGO in Atlanta, Georgia. Andrea has also worked at radio stations WKXI and WJSU in Jackson, Mississippi. She is a graduate of Jackson State University and an educator. She has worked as an on-air personality, a writer, editor, and television production specialist. We are so honored to have a talented woman such as yourself here with us this morning on Off the Shelf. Andrea, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Denise.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I'm excited about the different things that you will share about your experiences and Females with a Mission and other things you have done in the broadcast media. I wanted to begin just by talking about radio briefly. I know radio once was the way television, I think television's still the king of the jungle, and then the internet, but the radio once was the number one way that Americans got their news and their entertainment. Families would sit around the radio, I remember my grandmother telling me, and listen to the entertainment stories that came on, and that's where they got all of their news from. Then came television, and radio, it kind of was viewed a little differently, the way we're seeing technology cause newspapers and magazines to be viewed differently. As technology continues to evolve, Andrea, how do you see radio being used by individuals and businesses 5 to 10 years from now?
Well, you know, Denise, I think Blog Talk Radio is a perfect example as to where radio is headed. Think about satellite radio. You know, radio has really evolved just like television and social media have evolved. So it's kept up with the trends. However, I think it will be more of a choice opposed to just being the only way that people can tune in for news, entertainment, and sports, and other sources of information. So I think Blog Talk Radio does a great example. You know, who would have ever thought that radio would be, radio stations from all over the world would be from the internet?
Go ahead. No, I agree. And then also with the internet format, I know if you do some radio stations offline, and I was invited to do a show for a gospel station, WNAP, up in Norristown, Pennsylvania, after I had been interviewed for my book, Portia, when it first came out.
Okay.
And the drive, it was like, I think it was like 45 minutes one way. It was a great opportunity, and it's definitely a way to broaden your readership and your audience. But I said, wow, that drive going back and forth every day. Plus, I was working outside of my home full-time then. Now I'm a full-time writer. But so I thought about that. If you, that's a change with the internet technology for radio. Before, you would have had to get in the car and commute. A friend of mine in Indianapolis, she was driving, she said, in the snow, everything, to get to the radio show.
Right.
And then also some shows that are offline just to pay the fees, they would charge the guests, you know, a pretty good penny to come on their shows. The internet's changed all of that, I think. You can now bring guests on. They don't have to pay to come on, or you could leverage that to generate some revenue. And if somebody wanted to get some exposure, you could charge them a fee. But you don't have to leave your home to do it. So I think – and anybody who can go out and get a guest or have something valuable to share, which we all do, they can start their own radio show or station over the internet. I see that changing. I think more and more people are getting their footprint into the media now than ever before.
Yes, social media is taking over. You have Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, Ning, LinkedIn. I mean, that's just to name a few, but YouTube. Oh, my gosh. You know, sometimes there are things on YouTube that you can see just in the safety of your own home. You don't have to go anywhere. You can take courses on YouTube. You can learn about all of these different avenues for how to start businesses, how to be successful, how to apply makeup, how to cook.
Yes, yes.
So,
it's
you can get everything from this computer. So the internet has really just created another avenue for radio to be broadcast and created another avenue for people to stay in touch with each other at a faster pace without half of the time or commute.
Yes, it's definitely leveraging the playing field. And I think the folks that once had control of these media outlets are squirming a little bit, but I think it's a good thing. I want to ask you next, how did you get started in radio, Andre? You have a very respectable career in the industry, and I wanted to ask you, how did you get started in radio yourself?
Well, my major was mass communications, and I attended Jackson State University, and I just started working as soon as I got there. You know, I'm one of those people, I'm hands-on, so I like to actually go and watch. And they had a radio station on campus, WJSU, and I started volunteering as a mass comm student my freshman year. And actually, the program manager of WJSU, Miss Bobby Walker, was good friends with a gentleman named Jay DuBard. And he actually called. He was from Kixie, which is in Jackson, Mississippi, 107.5. And he said, you know, you have an announcer on, and I have some openings here at the station, and I'd like to see if she'd want to come over and get a job. And so the story just begins there.
Wow. Isn't
so,
that fascinating?
You know, yeah, it was a great experience, you know. Working at the radio station, of course, I started as most people start, you know, in the graveyard shift, 12 to 6 in the morning. And I remember being on the radio and actually, you know, thinking, okay, well, who's really up listening? Well, Jay was up listening. I mean, as soon as I left the mic down, pulled that switch down to shut the mic down at 6 o'clock, the phone would ring, and he would tell me everything that I had done right or wrong. So, you know, it was a great learning experience, you know, and it really, for me, was one of those rare opportunities. I mean, there were a number of communication students at Jackson State, but for some reason, maybe, you know, my voice or whatever the talent was that Jay heard in me, he put that trust in me and gave me an opportunity. And so, you know, little did I know that, you know, I was going to be learning a lot of things that I learned. And, you know, it just made me realize that there are so many gifts and talents that each individual has.
Yes, yes.
We all have to tap into those. And even if it's just a push from a boss at a job, you know, who sees something in you that you might not be able to envision yourself, but they can help bring it out of you. It's just like also a teacher.
Yes,
you think
yes.
Think about a teacher sometimes. A teacher might, you know, be kind of hard on one student because she knows or he knows that student has the potential. If they just kind of nurture it a little bit and help them to see that the potential is there. And I think that makes the difference in each individual, because we all have teachers in our lives in the very beginning, whether it's our parents, whether, you know, it's a teacher at elementary, middle school, or high school, or college. You're going to have those teachers in your life that are there to guide you along the way.
This question is a little bit, it's still dealing with radio, but a little bit off from what we were discussing. Then I want to get back on to how our listeners here at Off the Shelf could get started in the radio. I want to ask you that next, and then I want to get into talking about some other work that you are involved in. But this is something I've often been curious about, because as a writer, I once had an experience where I was writing for a national magazine and an article for them, and then they asked me, could I write and include some products from one of the major advertisers for that issue? And so that kind of struck me like odd. So I wanted to ask you, how much impact, or I'm not sure if you worked in radio at this level to know this, but how much impact would you say advertisers have on radio content? When I watch the television or listen to the radio or read a newspaper or a magazine, I often wonder how much impact do the major advertisers have on the content that's coming across that's helping to create public perception in radio? What would you say the answer to that would be, Andrea?
I think they have 100% impact. And the reason why I say that is because it shapes the way radio and television is. When you think about advertisers, think about the Super Bowl. Who's going to take that time to invest in having a commercial air during the Super Bowl? The person, the heavy hitters, because they're thinking in their minds, well, this is the Super Bowl. We want to advertise our products and services, and what better way to advertise our products and services and give them what they want by airing it during a time when most people are sitting down to watch the Super Bowl. The majority of television watchers are sitting down to watch the Super Bowl.
Right.
And so advertisers are heavy hitters. I think they dictate everything that takes place, whether it's radio, whether it's television, whether it's satellite media, whether it's blog talk radio. When you think about advertisers, they don't want to advertise on a show that only has 6 listeners. And
right.
The show has been on for 3 years.
Right. Yeah.
They're not going to do any advertising for that show because that show is not going to allow them to reach anyone.
Right.
Okay? And so I don't know. Am I answering your question here?
No, you are. Because of advertisers and they generate a lot of loot, is that it can cause a radio station and a television station or magazine or newspaper to gear the show in such a way so that the advertiser will be attracted to their format and pay them money to air their commercial. So,
another thing, Denise, too, is that I think advertisers have made a lot of radio stations either fall out of the market, you know, because the advertisers might say, you know what, you don't have the listeners that you used to have. Our listeners that we try to target are not in your market anymore.
Wow.
They've gone over here to this other radio station that's more urban and more, I don't know. And so with that, some radio stations are being forced to come out of the market or maybe make changes. You have a lot of radio stations going to syndication. So instead of having that live DJ, you know, on the air, there are computers now that have taken over, if you will. Right before I left Jackson, Mississippi, at Kixie radio station, they had a system in place where we didn't necessarily have to be there. We had to come in and record our voice for when we would actually come on, but the computer and all of the advanced technology that the radio station was bringing in at the time, it was amazing that they only needed us for a short time. You know, just to come in and, you know, get those spots where we would actually speak. And otherwise, the radio station could run on its own. You used to have to be there to man the board and make sure all the signals were where they needed to be. If they were too high or too low, you adjusted them. Well, because of the technology that we were starting to embrace in the late 90s, those things were no longer needed.
Wow, you know what? You just answered a question I had when we had this they called it a blizzard here in Philadelphia. It didn't seem like a blizzard to me, but we did get dumped with a lot of snow. I wonder how do those DJs always get in? Now you know what? You probably just answered my question. But again, we go back to technology. For our listeners here at Off the Shelf, Andrea, who want to land a job as a radio DJ, because station studio still have DJs, and a DJ with a strong personality can get a huge following and really bring that station a lot more listeners, or an on-air a talk show host. You can either be a DJ playing music or interviewing guests such as you and I both have done. How would you say, what would you say they should do to get their foot in the door? Is there any special training they should take? I know this is how Oprah got started on radio in Tennessee, but what would you say to our listeners who want to get started into radio? What advice would you give them on getting their foot in the door?
Well, the new word in 2010 is branding, Denise, and you have to brand yourself. That opportunity is rare, but for some people in radio and television, but those who are meant to perform in those professions, they're going to be the ones that stand out. When you think about radio and television, those people who actually have made a name for themselves and they have the right connections, and connection is key. You know, it always has been, no matter what job you're trying to.
That is true. That is true.
Trying to obtain, but connection is key. You have to have those key connections. You have to stay out there and hit the grind. You have to go to conferences and keep in contact with people that you meet and market yourself. So it's just like any type of business. If you're going to be in radio, television, you got to get your name out there. You've got to maybe already have a show that's going on. You've got to do some things in the community and work with those people who might be able to introduce you to the hitters that are actually hiring and looking for a person with your particular talents.
Okay. Okay. Is there any spending? And then a college degree, would you say that is, in broadcast media, would you say that is a big help or not so much a necessity?
Well, you know, Denise, I just think that it completely depends upon the person. You can have, in all my years of education, you can have the person that has the degree, but they have no skills. Mm. And you can have a person who has the skills and have no degree, but they're the more qualified person for the job. Okay. You know, I think it depends on the company. I think it also depends on, you know, what you know. Because in all of technology, if you don't know how to do certain things, then you might not be the right choice. And I just think sometimes, even when you look on some of the networks, a person doesn't necessarily have to have a degree. Sometimes it'll say high school diploma that is required as the minimum, okay? It is important, I would say, for me as an individual to go out and try to get a job at a radio or television station. It would be important for me to have some experience and know how to handle all of the things that are happening today. Because most people will think if you don't know how to do a blog, or you don't know how to post a comment on Twitter, or you don't even know how to work Facebook or upload a video on YouTube, know how to use a web camera. Those are things that are just used in everyday life, and you have children that are doing it. Teenagers okay. that are doing it, you know.
Okay, experience, and I agree in many professions that is experience, connections, getting out there, branding, making a name for yourself, creating a following for yourself in any industry is important. Now I want to talk about something, one of your passions, something that you are that's really, really a priority for you, and which is Females with a Mission. Could you tell us when and why did you start Females with a Mission, Andrea?
Females with a Mission is the desire of my heart. And what I mean by that is when I came to Atlanta, I worked at WIGO. I moved back home to work for WIDO, and I worked there for about 2.5-3 months, and the station closed. So my dreams were kind of shattered. I went through a few agencies and did some tapes because with my background in radio, I had radio TV broadcasting experience, and so I wanted to possibly get into the market here in Atlanta. Well, I paid a large sum of money. My parents helped me pay a large sum of money to get a videotape done of me recording the news, of me doing a little sports clip.
Mm-hmm.
Needless to say, the company ripped me off. They never sent me my tape to my home. I remember my mom and dad, we were all waiting. We were just waiting and waiting. We called the number back, and the place had moved. The number was disconnected.
Oh, my goodness.
In all reality, I think that I lost the drive to continue on. Because at that time, Atlanta was really a tough market. And that's why, when I mentioned before, you have to brand yourself and you have to be willing to persevere. So I got into education because my minor was English.
Okay.
I stayed in education for 13 years. I'm still actually working on the educational level now as well, but just not full-time.
Okay.
And you know, I thought to myself, you know what, I'm not working full-time. What is it that truly made me happy? And I remembered my days of working in radio. I remembered, you know, all of the interviews that I ever did when I wrote for my school's paper. And I remembered that that was my drive. That was what allowed me to be a free spirit and connect with who I really was. And the passion for that inside me was a passion that had never died. And so I developed Females with a Mission because I thought to myself, this is your time to pursue your dreams.
Wow.
I came across Blog Talk Radio, and I'm thinking to myself, I can do a radio show on the Internet? I was like, are they kidding me? I mean, mind you, I'm an educator, but I know how to use all of the material in the schools.
Right.
So I hadn't actually sat down. I never had time to sit down and browse the Internet that wasn't education related. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm browsing the Internet and I come across Blog Talk Radio and I'm thinking, okay, I can use this as a medium to get started. And what do I want to focus on? And I thought about my personal experience and how I let my dream just kind of get swept under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I want to remind women that they should chase after their dreams with all their God.
Oh, my goodness.
Just let them know that despite, I mean, and in the midst of all of this, Denise, my life was continuing. I mean, I got married. I had a child.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Many years ago, but.
Okay. Congratulations.
I got married. I had a child. You know, I was being a wife, a mother, and, you know, working full time and, you know, doing things in my church and my community. And I just felt like I had lost who I was and what it was that made me have a zeal for life. You know, sometimes as women, we focus so much on everyone else.
Yes.
And we don't sit back and realize that the things that we want are just as important as the things
our
loved ones want.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I, Denise, I just jump right in. I didn't ask any questions. I didn't ask permission. I just asked one person, and that was God. And I said, you know what? You are the person that has given me this passion. You are the person that has given me my purpose for life. And I felt as though if I didn't take an opportunity or take a chance to see if that was a way that I should go, I would never know. I would always say to myself, what if? I would always say to myself that I allowed myself to forget about my dream.
Well, you know what that is? You there's a couple of things you said as we continue to talk about females with a mission. A couple of things you said, you have to persevere because you said life goes on even as you're going after your dreams. For every guest that we have featured and interviewed here at Off the Shelf, I'm sure the listeners well know, and then each listener here at Off the Shelf in their own life knows that you go after something, a goal, a dream, a passion, and life goes on. There are babies born, you go to funerals, you go to weddings, you go to work, it doesn't stop. So you do have to persevere because you can get tired, you can get frustrated, you can start to wonder, is this really going to work? And one thing I encourage people not to do is not to look at their progress compared to what someone else is doing, because
right.
that can really be a big blow in the stomach. If somebody else is really taking off, and maybe that's just for them in that season, and 20 years from now, you'll be the front runner, and they'll be, you know, they're equal to or behind you. So don't measure how you're doing based on what other people are doing. How do you feel? Do you still feel joy for what you're doing? That's what I would encourage, and persevere. Absolutely. You mentioned that. Absolutely. You must have, what they call it, be sold out. You must say, there's no other option for me. I'm going to do this.
That's right. That's right. And it's not always an easy journey.
No.
But the important thing to remember is that it's your journey.
Yes.
Everybody's journey is different. And everybody is not meant to be the millionaire. Everyone
right.
is not meant to be the comedian that, you know, gets the radio deals or the Oprah Winfrey's. You know, it's okay to accept who you are and love who you are, as long as you know that within your mind you have pursued the path that you are meant to be on. And a lot of times people say, well, what do you mean pursued your path? Well, you know, what things in your life give you joy? You know, if just being the greatest mother and a great wife and keeping the family together and taking care of them is your joy, that's your joy, that's your path.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're successful with that, according to your definition, not anyone else's definition, because
right.
radio and television give us so much of what women think. We got to be this weight. We got to,
yes.
you know, we got to wear these type of clothes. We got to do this and that. And, yeah, some of those things are important. I do believe that diet and exercise are important. However, are you happy with who you are? And a lot of women get stuck in a rut. Such as I did. I got stuck. I was going to work every day, and I love children. But my love was also for something else.
We are talking with Andrea Griggs here at Off the Shelf on this Saturday morning, February 20th, 2010. Andrea is the founder of Females with a Mission. She is also a news reporter and a educator. She's a graduate of Jackson State University. She is online at www.femaleswithamission. It is spelled exactly how it sounds. I encourage you to go over there, visit her, bookmark her website so you can keep up with what she is doing. Again, Andrea Griggs, the founder of Females with a Mission. She is online at www.femaleswithamission.com. I want to go back, Andrea, and ask you, you were touching on this briefly, just to delve into it a little bit more. How important is it that women realize, understand, and define their purpose or life's mission? I know you said it's whatever brings you joy, and I've heard a lot of people say that, but sometimes if you're in a very, difficult hardship or depressed situation, it can be really hard to find joy in anything. But how important would you say it is that women, irregardless of what the challenges they may face or how easy their life might be right now, that we realize and understand and define our purpose and a mission? And do you think every woman has a life mission, Andrea?
I do. I do think that every woman has a life mission. I think a woman or man have a life mission. And that's why I started Females with the Mission. I believe that there are some people who are going to just choose to live their life's purpose, and there are some people who might not even tap into it, but the decision is theirs. I think that women who, or men who might be in a depressed situation and going through tough times, it's understandable. We've all been there, and depression and you know, knowing you got bills to pay and how are you going to pay them and you don't know. Those are some of the things that we deal with in life, and it's tough. I've been there. But I still would admonish anyone to remember that that is only temporary. You think about so many people who are now doing well in their lives. I just happened to hear a young man by the name of James Fortune.
Okay.
He is a gospel recording artist.
Mm-hmm.
And his testimony was that he and his family had started losing everything, and
wow,
they were homeless.
Mm.
And he went for years struggling with whether or not he was going to trust God to help him out of that situation.
Wow.
Now, mind you, during his situation, he was writing songs that are now number one.
Selling
songs on the gospel charts. You say to yourself, sometimes our trials help to make us into the person that we're to become later in life. And we don't see that, of course, in the very beginning. I'm sure I had no idea that, you know, I was going to be starting Females with a Mission. I just said to myself, well, I guess I'm done with radio. I'll just, you know, I enjoy teaching. That was something that I did through the radio station. In Jackson, Mississippi, I partnered with the Urban League, and we had a tutoring program after school, and I gathered together, because I was still in college while I was working at Kixie. So, you know, I'm like, Kixie is a good station here. They had two major stations in Jackson, and I was like, you know, Kixie should be involved. Let's get involved with the Urban League and start a tutorial program and work with some of these underprivileged children and help them understand that they can succeed. So, you know, I had a love for working with children, but when radio didn't pan out for me the way I had hoped, I just thought it was over as far as working in that arena. I never thought that years later I'd try to pick that ball back up and start running with it.
It is something when you persevere, as these kids said, I'm going to keep saying that word, because I think for all of us, even people that we look at and we say, oh, they're so incredibly successful, and I hate to use his name, but like Tiger Woods, we look at people, we don't know everything about their life or about anybody's life, and we say, wow, they just got it all. They've got it all. But everybody goes through, either due to something they've caused themselves or something that happened in their childhood that caused them to lean towards certain mistakes more than others. Everybody's got times that are difficult and challenging, and then sometimes when it's just like a spring or summertime and season in your life when things are just going so wonderfully well, through all these seasons, you just got to keep going after your passion, stay on your path, and persevere. I think so many of us, when things get tough, give up. We say, because it's so hard, that is the reason, we find a reason to quit. I got to tell you, man, if you can push through and persevere through times when you really feel like quitting, you can cross over to the other side. I want to talk about this briefly also before we go into how our listeners can get in touch with Females with a Mission and some of the services that you offer. But before that, I wanted to ask you, how many people, and I'm thinking now with the economy and different things going on, how many people are really either scared or thinking about just, let me just get a little job somewhere, forget going after my dreams, and let me just, you know, take care of my family, and that's it. But how many people are resigning themselves to that life, really not the best they can do, because they don't yet know, Andrea, what they're passion or mission is for people who've asked God time and again, what is it, what is it, what is it, and they haven't gotten an answer, what advice would you give them? What should they do next to find out what their life path is?
Well, I think it's about knowing who you are. You have to know who you are in order to know what direction you want to go in. You know, I wouldn't be able to know that I want to get back in radio if I didn't stay in tune with myself. And what I mean by staying in tune with myself is at some point, if you're just working the job to be working the job, you want to be fulfilled in that job. If that job is not giving you gratification, are you truly saying that you're giving your best? Or, and I just personally, I believe that that would affect you. And it will cause you to do your own self-evaluation.
Mm.
However, there are some people who become complacent.
I got to be honest with you. I think the majority of people, if you walked out on the street and asked everybody if they were absolutely, absolutely excited about their life and what they were doing, I don't think you'd get a whole lot of yeses.
Hmm.
That's just my view. I think a lot of us, what can I do to pay the bills?
Right.
What can I do to pay the bills? I don't care if I hate my job. I got to pay these bills. I think that, and then it can cause people to become complacent. That's why I think it's very important to know what your passion is. And some people have looked, and they have not found that answer. Like you were saying earlier, what brings you joy? And I would say this to our listeners here at Off the Shelf, it's going to require some courage from you. It's going to require some courage.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to step out on something that looks like nothing. It's going to take some courage, your passion, some vision. You got to stay in communication with your creator. It's definitely going to take some courage. I cannot say that
And
enough.
It's not always easy to do. It's not always easy to take that faith, that step of faith. But I think what is always important to remember is that if you just have faith as small as a mustard seed, do you know how small that mustard seed really is? Some people have never seen a mustard seed, but it's so small. It's so small. You can probably hold that mustard seed, maybe, maybe not. You might drop it, but you could probably hold that mustard seed between two fingernails. That's just how small it is. And I think that God wants us to take that first step. It's a level of maturity that happens at that point of understanding that if I put all my trust in you, I'm taking this first step, I'm putting my trust in you and leaning toward the things that you would have for me. A lot of times we get into things because it's what we want, and it's not always the best thing for us. But the Bible clearly says that God knows, or he protects us by understanding what it is for us. He's the one that created us. He's the one that's going to work things out. But we have to put our trust in him and believe that he will do what he promised.
Yes, yes. And take some quiet time. I would recommend people taking some quiet time every day, even if it's just sitting still for 10 minutes a day.
Sure.
You know, reading the scriptures, sitting still for about 10 minutes. Our lives are so jam-packed. But sitting still for about 10 minutes a day, that stillness, that message will start to come up in your spirit. And you'll start to get some direction. And, again, I'm telling you, you got to trust and you got to have some courage.
Yeah, but, you know, there are so many people who are not comfortable with sitting quiet.
I would do it. I would recommend 10 minutes is a lot. Just sit on your sofa. You don't even have to get in a lotus position. Just sit on your sofa for 10 minutes a day quietly and see what begins to happen in your life.
Yeah.
See what begins to happen in your life. And I wanted to ask you next, Andrea. I'm excited about this Females with a Mission. The more I hear you talk, could you tell our listeners here at Off the Shelf about some of the services that Females with a Mission offers, and how can people who are interested in joining Females with a Mission become a member?
Okay. Well, first of all, Females with a Mission just took off in June of 2009. So we are, we are trying our best to get things going. I'm working with a lot of community events coming up. We're in February, so most people are kind of housed either on the inside or waiting till the summer before they do some big events. But because I don't want to jinx myself, I just have to say, just check our website, www.femaleswithamission.com. I have a Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Females W Mission. You can look up Females with a Mission on Twitter and follow me on Twitter. I'll be making lots of announcements that are going to be coming up, I hope, for early May. And I have a fan page on Facebook, Females with a Mission fan page. And I also have a group page on Facebook, Females with a Mission group page. And also I'm using LinkedIn. There's a Females with a Mission group on LinkedIn. So a lot of people can choose to either follow me through my website. We have a calendar there that talks about guests that'll be on the show. We also have the fan book pages where I actually go and post a lot of our events, and they can, make a decision on if they're going to, they can let me know, I'm going to attend or I won't be able to attend or maybe. And so just reaching out through those avenues is how I will be looking to let people know about our upcoming events. I just spoke to a young lady last night. She's with Metro Atlanta Business Network, and they're playing a huge event, and I'm so excited because it will be Females with a Mission's opportunity to just connect with so many business women out there, and not only, just business women, but artists and web designers and those who are motivational speakers and things of that nature, authors like yourself, writers. I've done a few things with some very small women's groups. There's one women's group. It's called GEL. It stands for God Selects Ladies, and I've worked with them a lot over the past year before Females with a Mission actually came into place, but they have partnered with me in a lot of events where we've had authors come out and do a writing workshop. And so those things have been successful. I was talking to the young lady who's the founder of Metro Atlanta Business Network last night, and I'm really excited about what we have coming up in May. I just am not at liberty at this time to post everything because she's still constantly adding things to the agenda, and it's going to be an awesome event. So if people just want to join any of those groups, that is the way that I will be able to communicate our events and things that are going on. If they want to just go to my website, www.femaleswithamission.com, they can sign up by providing their email. So then I'll take their email and put it on my email list when I do email marketing and, just hang patiently in there with us. I mean, this is it's almost a whirlwind of things that are going on, I never thought it would take off so soon.
All right. Congratulations. That's good news.
Thank you. Yes, it is great
good news.
So I'm very excited because my inbox is filled with guests who are wanting to be on the show, and people are calling me and saying, let's partner up. And so, it's truly a testament of stepping out on faith.
Yes.
Because you have to do it, and that key word that you said, Denise, is you have to persevere.
Yes, yeah. Well, actually, that was your what you used at first, and I just jumped on it. I wanted to also ask you, now the events that you have coming up, because Atlanta is a very happening city right now. It's like the New York City of the South. But I wanted to ask you, are you doing most of your events, would you say, off the internet so that it would be in the Atlanta, Jackson, Mississippi area, or are you doing maybe a balance of things that you have to come in person to the event, or like again to Atlanta or Jackson, Mississippi, or could our off-the-shelf listeners participate in events? Are you going to have any that they could participate online over the internet?
Well, that is something that I have considered. I have considered doing some things outside of Atlanta. I haven't heard back from those events yet, so I can't mention them either. But I have requested to be speakers at some women's events. You know, there are sometimes, being on LinkedIn and Twitter and all of that, opportunities open up for you. I know a lot of people are saying, you know, social media is taking over, and it truly is, but there are people out there who are saying, hey, let's partner together. Just thought about what you do and thought you might want to take a look at what I do and see if we could, you know, put our heads together to come up with a great event. And truly, that's all that I've done is just place myself in the midst of these social media outlets, and I've just watched the emails come in. Or and vice versa. I send emails too. Hey, I love what you're doing. This is what I do. Is there any way we can partner together? And so I know that in time I will be able to branch outside of the Atlanta area. Right now I want to make a presence here because this is where I live.
Okay.
And as I mentioned earlier, that those connections will help other things to come about. Now, I am not opposed to going to another place. For instance, if someone were to say, hey, can you come here? Then I would love to, because it would be, I consider everything an opportunity.
Okay.
So I would be open to branching out and going to another place. But right now, if that presents itself, I only have one in the making, but if others present themselves, I am open to take females with the mission out on the road, because I believe that there are females with the mission not just here in Atlanta but all over the globe.
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. So for our listeners here at Off the Shelf who might have a business or an organization and they would like to have Females with a Mission come, or Andrea Griggs come speak at the organization, you can reach out to her on LinkedIn, and she does respond. I reached out to her there. Or you can reach out to her through females, www.femaleswithamission.com, or reach out to her there if you want to have her come speak at an event or have Females with a Mission come and do a workshop or something there at for your organization. I wanted to ask you next, Andrea, if you could just tell us what is push? That's on your website. That intrigued me. What is a push, and how important is it to the success of a woman's mission?
Wow. Okay. The push. I happened to receive that from a friend of mine, and I had to have it. I thought it was very profound. It's a movie that is produced by Simple Truth. It's a short movie, but it talks about how the mother eagle has to nurture her babies and then eventually give them the push. And that's that push to go out and fly on their own. Yeah. And I thought that that was very profound, because sometimes in life we have to experience that push.
Mm.
And that push,
laugh.
That push,
yes,
has to be, it might
oh,
be.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it might be being laid off, Denise.
Yes, yes.
You know, it might be being laid off, and that's that push that might come from God that's saying, you've wanted to do your business for the longest, and now this is the opportunity.
Yes.
But we don't always look at it that way.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Ooh.
So that push, I put on that movie, that short movie, I put on my website under resources because I felt that people who have a passion to do different things, sometimes they need a push.
Mm.
And
oh,
everybody's push is different. My girlfriend, she's worked since we were out of high school. She never got a college degree. And sometimes she'll say to me, you know, I should have went to school. And I said, no, I like you the way you are. School is not for everyone. And just because you didn't go to school, it doesn't mean you don't have talents and abilities.
Yes, yes.
Or whatever it is that you're supposed to do, which for her, she wants to do event planning. She's a great event planner. She knows how to handle all this, these things and bring together a great party. And I just say to myself, why do you have to wait till retirement before you tap into getting your event planning business started? And she goes, I don't know. I just never thought about it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I thought to myself, yes, you have. You've thought about it every day. Every time you have a party, you think about it, how great you feel when you do that party. Every time you, you know, have somebody call you and say, can you help me do this? This is what I want, yada, yada, yada. You already know where to go. I was like, listen, girl, that's what you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Not that your job is insignificant.
Right.
It's just that most people have a side hustle. Most people have a side hustle.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Walt Disney World was established during a recession.
Yeah, okay? and other like Microsoft, other businesses that went on to do well were, it's just a person, they had courage, they had vision, they had a passion, and they were sold out for what they wanted to do, and they didn't pay attention to the fact that, I'm not going to say they didn't notice it, what was going on around them. They paid more attention to what was going on within them.
Exactly.
And then they followed that. Oh, that is so, so tremendous. A network that I wanted to share with you and our listeners here at Off the Shelf was started by Ola Jackson. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but
no.
There are so many professional women over there, Andrea, the Onyx Women Network, and it's spelled O-N-Y-X, Onyx Women Network. I would encourage you to go over there.
Mm-hmm.
You will definitely find people in the Atlanta area and all over the world, women.
Okay.
They're very, very professional. Many of them are entrepreneurs and own their own businesses, but Ola has been in business for herself probably over 15, 20 years. She is really, really an amazing woman. But I would encourage you, Renee, S. Renee Smith, who was on Off the Shelf earlier, she's also a member of the Onyx Women Network. There are just that's a place I would encourage
mm-hmm.
women to go.
Okay. All right.
So,
and is that on LinkedIn?
You can just search in, do a search in one of the search engines. It's
okay.
Not on LinkedIn. It's not
okay.
on LinkedIn. Just
all
do
right.
a search. And it's actually one of the Ning. One of the Ning, N-I-N-G
uh-huh.
networks. She's got thousands of members. So and they are, it's a professional network. I can't stress that enough. It's like being, not like being in a boardroom. It's not like stiff, but
uh-huh.
you know you're amongst professional women who are going after what they want. I mean, as soon as you go on there, there's no mistaking that. You will see that immediately. I wanted to ask you, when we just have about 7 minutes left, there were a few other things that I wanted to discuss. You have a courage, which was what I was mentioning earlier, courage, perseverance, vision, doing what you love rather than saying, let me do just what will pay the bills. Because I believe this. If you do what you love, it may not happen immediately, and you keep a positive attitude and you take time to be still just about 10 minutes a day,
mm-hmm.
You probably will make a ton more money, and this is for all of our off-the-shelf listeners, doing what you love, or at some point you're going to begin to, than if what you would have made if you had stayed in that job that you were at just to pay the bills. Now, I'm not encouraging people just to go up and quit their job.
Right.
have some money put to the side, but at some point you got to take that leap. Courage in going after what you want. I was going to say to you, you have that, Andrea, or you wouldn't have started Females with a Mission. Who's to thank for you practicing courageousness and wise, like don't just quit your job at the drop of a dime, but wise risk-taking? Who modeled this behavior and this way of thinking for you? Who do you have to thank for this?
Well, I think that my mom is my biggest fan.
Mm.
And I say my mom because when I think over my life, my mother has never not encouraged me.
Wow.
And I also look at her life and realize that for her, she's tapped into what she wants to do, what she mm-hmm. believes her purpose is. She's just now tapping into it in 2010, but I know that it was because of myself and my siblings that she made sacrifices.
Okay.
You know, whether it was, okay, well, I have a child now and I need to quit school mm-hmm. right now because I've got to work things out, you know, and
right.
help. You know, my mother and my father both made a lot of sacrifices, as most mm-hmm. parents do.
Yeah.
But when I talk to my mother about what I want to do, she never says, don't do it.
Mm.
And that is something that is important. I think I was always a child that looked for my mother's support because I knew that she would always be there to give me support. However, I didn't understand why I couldn't go past what other people said. My mother would give me support, and that was what I needed. I felt comfortable with that. But sometimes I might have friends that were in my ear saying, oh, that'll never work, you know. And I listened to that opposed to listening to my inner self. See, that's why I say, Denise, you have to know who you are.
Yes.
And you have to keep moving forward into those things. And truly, this whole Females with a Mission is it's just a background of me maturing,
mm-hmm.
if you will, because right. I had to mature as an individual. I had to remember who I was. I knew a long time ago who I was, but I let others talk me out of who I was.
Yeah, and started it.
Exactly. And it created a low self-image for me. And so now, in my late 30s, I'm saying to myself, I don't care what you think.
yes. This is my life right here.
Exactly. This is what I'm doing. You do what you're doing.
Right,
I'm over here handling my business over
right.
here. And so I think that makes the difference. So my mom, you know, tied me into, you know, do what you feel you need to do. And you know, I've never been that wayward type of child. I've never done so many crazy and outlandish things. You know, I've always been that kind of safe person, you know, always responsible, always do what's right. But when it came to going back and reliving my dream, I had to say to myself, no one else will be able to do that but you.
Mm. That is so your mom, the guest we had last week on our show, Felicia of Youth Talk, she said the same thing, her mother. So we know that as parents to our listeners here at Off the Shelf, we do have an impact on our children. And it's also important, and I was so happy to hear you say your mom's going after her dream now, that at some point that we as mothers and as fathers, my father raised all five of us by himself after my mom passed, but that we go after our dreams. And you can do a little of it, some of it even while you're raising your children. I think that is so important because there is so much strength and joy. There's so much strength in it. So I do believe that. I got to thank you so much, Andrea Griggs, who is the founder of Females with a Mission. I encourage our listeners here that Off the Shelf to go over to her website, which is www.femaleswithamission.com. It is spelled exactly how it sounds. You can bookmark her website, as she just told us. There are events that are coming up. She's partnering with other leaders, entrepreneurs, small business owners right now in the Atlanta area, but is willing to travel and go abroad for those of our listeners here at Off the Shelf who might want Andrea and Females with a Mission to come and speak at an event at one of their organizations or their church. You want to do a workshop. She says she has brought in people to do like a writer's workshop, and that was successful. She is available if you want to reach out to her again at www.femaleswithamission.com. This is a woman who has experience in radio, as an on-air personality, doing voiceover. She's a writer, editor, and television production specialist. She is very talented, a professor, educator. So please go visit her today, again, at www.femaleswithamission.com and check her out. And I also encourage you to visit me online at www.chistell.com. Pick up a copy of my new book, Long Walk Up, today. If you want to get a special autographed copy, when you place your order, just put that in the comment section, what you would like me to autograph, and it will go out to you free of the mailing will be free at Priority Mail. Again, that's www.chistell.com. Thank you so much, Andrea Griggs.
Thank you for
being here with us today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To our listeners, remember that you are so valued, so important, and truly blessed. Go after your dream starting right now. Look forward to seeing you same time next Saturday, February 27th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here at Off the Shelf. Thank you again to Andrea Griggs. Please go support her and go after your dreams. Bye for now.